And going back now to the Tate brothers, Andrew and Tristan Tate, both facing a range of violent sexual assault and trafficking charges in Romania and also under investigation in the UK, where they also face a civil action. The brothers left Romania yesterday on a private jet and flew directly to Florida in the United States. But one man not happy to see their arrival in the state was Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis. Let's hear what he had to say.
I read about it through the media. Clearly, the federal government has jurisdiction, whether they want to rebuff his entry into the United States. And I have confidence that whether it's Pam Bondi or Kristi Noem, that they will be looking at that. I do know our Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, is looking at what state hooks and jurisdiction we may have to be able to deal with this. But the reality is no, Florida is not a place where you're welcome. With that type of conduct in the air. And I don't know how it came to this. We were not involved. We were not notified. I found out through the media that this was something that was happening.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis there. And on the line now is Jack Beeston, who's lawyer for four women accusing in the UK, accusing Andrew Tate of violent sexual assault. Jack Beeston, we heard the reaction of Ron DeSantis there. What was your reaction and that of your clients to this news?
Well, thank you for having me on. I mean, the reaction was from our clients was one of shock, horror, you know, trauma that the traveling circus seems to have moved from Romania to the United States with very little warning. And I think their concern and my concern certainly is that the Tates may never return to Romania now, may never face justice there. And then there's also the question of the outstanding extradition warrant to the UK. And, you know, the major fear is that they never are forced to stand trial and face justice for their alleged crimes in both Romania and the United Kingdom. So it's a really shocking turn of events and a cause of great concern.
Can you give us an idea of the range of charges and investigations against these two men?
Yes. So there are two live criminal proceedings. There's obviously the Romanian criminal indictment, which is actually two indictments in Romania, which include allegations of rape, of forming an organized crime group, of human trafficking against both Andrew and Tristan Tate. And some of those charges are then mirrored from the Bedfordshire police investigation in the UK, which includes allegations of rape and human trafficking against both brothers. And then we also have a civil case, which I act on in the UK, which is on behalf of four women who allege rape and other forms of sexual and physical assault against Andrew Tate only. Mm-hmm. So each group of those victims and survivors is distinct from one another. It spans a period of over a decade. I don't know the exact number of alleged victims, but it's, you know, very significant. These are very, very serious charges. And if they were found guilty, they would be, you know, among the most prolific sexual criminals in history. So, you know, that's an important point to make here. They obviously deny all the allegations, but these are exceptionally serious charges. And the idea that they may now not have to face the music, as it were, is very, very troubling.
They were arrested in Romania 3 years ago. They're now in Florida. Their assets have been returned to them, we understand, by the Romanian authorities. And while Governor Ron DeSantis might say they're not welcome in Florida, the FT had reported, hadn't it, that the White House had sought the lifting of their travel ban, had been in touch with the Romanian authorities about them. So is the US likely now a safe haven for the Tate brothers?
I mean, that's the clear implication from what's happened, and that's a clear concern. You know, Romania has its own judicial processes. You know, it's a member of the European Union, it's a member of NATO, it's a, you know, important strategic country whose judicial processes need to be respected. And they have, for the past 3 years, engaged in extensive court applications with the Tate brothers in relation to these judicial control measures, basically their bail conditions. So originally they were under house arrest, then they were, that was loosened slightly, and they were able to travel, you know, around the state in which they lived in Romania. And then, you know, 2 weeks ago, a bit of pressure is applied by the Trump administration, we understand, and suddenly their passports are returned, and they first thing they do is jump on a private jet. I understand that they're due to come back to Romania on the 25th of March. However, it's very difficult to compel them to do so now. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they alleged that there has been some foul play in Romania, or it's a political case, or it's not safe for them to return, and they remain in the United States for good. And unfortunately, under the Trump administration, it does seem like that is a safe haven for them. You know, the mood music certainly has been positive towards the Tate brothers. Trump actually denied knowledge of their traveling to the States yesterday. But, you know, either he's lying or members of his administration have engineered this without his knowledge. Either way, it's not a great look for him.
Jack Beeston, lawyer representing four women accusing Andrew Tate of violent sexual assault and rape. Thank you for talking to us.